talked to you on Sunday after the game. Gives me lingering the anthem, so just kind of your thoughts on that a few days later.
My thoughts on
what Trump said and what inspired your guys' decision.
At the end of the day, Trump, he can say what he want to say. I think that the NFL is special. You know, Trump saying what he have to say is just uniting us. You know, player-wise, ownership, you know, as long as we stay together, you know, Trump can say whatever he want to say. His comments was definitely disturbing. And, you know, as a leader of this country, it kind of belittles him, you know, to say, you know, things like that. So you just got to kind of ignore it, you know, and just keep moving on.
What's on your Instagram post?
Yeah.
And, of course, knowing your background,
his comments?
Just sort of how it hit you personally.
I think it hit, you know, everyone, you know, personally. Because, you know, when you say SOB, you know, come on, man. Like, I feel like you're talking about my mother, you know, personally. And that's just not right. So me being a mature young man, I'm not going to stoop down to his level, you know. So it's a lot I can't say about Trump, but, you know, I'm going to leave my comments to myself. At the end of the day, you know, just keep moving from it. You know, I know who I am. I know who my family, you know, what they represent, how my mother raised me, how my father raised me. So those comments like that, you know, I have to watch myself from getting angry about it because, you know, that's what he wants. You know, he just wants to create controversy and, you know, have people, you know, being divided, you know. So we can see that. So it's kind of like once you just ignore him, it's just talk, you know, just in one ear and out the other. No one is really paying attention to, you know, him just, you know, disrespecting people like that. You know, at the end of the day, be a bigger person and just move on from it.
Chris, you guys, you know, did a lot of good before your opener when you came together with first responders and local police and made some progress with the video and the show of unity.
Right.
How do you keep that going and not let what happened, you know, last week or what you might do this week kind of take away from that show of unity?
You know, what we did with the police officers, the EMS, all of that, it shows that we care. You know, it shows that we're trying to affect change. And that's, you know, not just talking about it, you know, being about it. Nothing is in the media of, you know, players, you know, giving up their time to going out in the communities and, you know, be of a source or be of a help to, you know, people that's struggling or people that just want to, you know, have a positive influence right in front of their face. Like, we're the players that's going out there in those communities. So we're trying to affect change. We're trying to help the world. What is Trump doing? Who knows? He's just on Twitter. You know, he's on social media. The president of the United States shouldn't be on social media more than others. You know, he shouldn't be voicing his opinions on social media. Like, come on, man. That's pretty childish. I'm all about action, you know, going out. And if you follow me, if you know anything about me, I'm always trying to help someone. And that's, you know, goes for the players on this Browns team. Like, I can, you know, name a bunch of people that's always giving up their time to go help someone or, you know, just be around the community. So, you know, that's what we're all about. And that's what the NFL is all about. You know, we play on Sundays, but we do our work throughout the week. And, you know, media just don't show that. You know, all they show is a headliner of, you know, all these football players taking a knee. But when are you really listening to our message? And that's what we're trying to get across. You know, we're fighting for so much more than, you know, what people are seeing. So that's pretty much my comments on the whole situation.
When do you see this? When do you see this whole thing ending?
I don't know. You really can't pinpoint that. At the end of the day, for me, I'm gonna do my job to the best of my ability. To be a good teammate, to be a good friend, to be a good server for the community. That's what I'm all about. That's what a lot of players on this team is about. And what more can you say if, you know, we're giving all we got on Sundays to win ball games, we're giving all we got to affect change in people's lives positively, what more can you say?
Do you have a sense of your feelings as to how you might like to see things go someday?
For me, you know, I just don't want to shy away from the overall message of, you know, what's going on in America. I think that we addressed the issue. I think it's clear as day what the message is. And we're just trying to affect change. And that's the biggest thing. We can't act like, you know, we don't see what's going on, you know. And what we're about is, you know, positively affecting people's life, giving people a chance to be equal. And that's what it's all about. Whether it's, you know, we all look at football games. No matter what race you are, no matter what gender you are, we all look at football games. So if we can all come together and watch a football game, why can't we do that outside of sports? You know, why can't we all come together and be as one outside of sports? Why does it take, you know, men of different race to play a game of football to where the overall goal is to win championships? Everybody working to the same goal. Why can't you apply that to outside of sports? And that's just the things that I don't get. We all can, you know, when it's time to watch the Super Bowl is the most watched game in the world. But we all coming together to watch one game. So why can't we all come together to do everything else? That's our point. Like, why is football so important to where, you know, everyone is saying, like, oh, man, you're blessed to be a football player. You're blessed to make the money that you make. Yeah, I am, but what am I doing with my platform? You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person just making all this money and, you know, playing on Sundays and just being quiet about it. No. Like, I'm making the money, but at the same time, I'm in my communities. I did football camps. I did things like of that matter, and other players did that as well. So, you know, if we can come together to watch a football game, to play a football game, I just feel like we can do it outside of sports. And that's our overall message. Like, we're equal when it comes to, you know, my quarterback may be, you know, a white quarterback. I may have a white linebacker. You know, I'm a black linebacker. But we all got the same goal. We all working together for the same goal. So, like, why can't it be that same thing outside of football? And that's the overall message. So,
are you guys meeting yet or brainstorming ways to – I mean, you guys came up with such a unique kind of show of unity for the opener. Are you guys working on something like that?
Yeah, we have things in plan, you know, brainstorming, just really trying to get the message across and so people can actually hear it verbally and see it visually. And I think that's something that our owners, Dee and Jimmy Haslam, are doing a good job of, you know, being involved and, you know, trying to affect change. And I think that if each person individually try to affect change in some matter, some small manner, then that's how we collectively become, you know, impactful to the world. And I can't say enough how, you know, the players on this team really put their all into the game of football and put their all into, you know, getting out there in the community. And so a lot of guys is out there brainstorming their ways to, you know, get a message across, ways to help someone instead of just, you know, kind of looking at it as, oh, man, Trump said something about the NFL. Trump said something about this. Like, at the end of the day, as long as we're doing our part in the community and doing our part to make the world better, then can't nobody take that away from us.
Last one for Christian. Hey, what was it like having Miles back?
Oh, man, Miles, you know, just being around him in OTAs, football camp, training camp, you know, he's been nothing but a blessing. And when we saw him, you know, get injured, you know, it was kind of a, like, oh, man, our guy is down. But when you see him, like, come back to practice and you see him, you know, flying around again, you know, it's definitely a good thing to see. And I think that he's the type of player that he's dominant, you know, once he get out on that field. And that's just something good to have.
Make it show up right away.
In my opinion, it can.